You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Paul Axberg. Paul, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, George, I'm ready.
Excellent. Let's go. Paul is a CPA and a CFP. He is the president of Axberg Wealth Management. I'm excited to have you on. Paul, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Okay. I'm a family guy. I've got four kids. I've got my wife's a busy ER doc and medical administrator. Our kids are pretty young still. My youngest is six. My oldest is 15. So we're just getting into the teenage years. You can imagine two hardworking parents. It makes it pretty hectic around here. The biggest reason why I do what I do is I came out of college and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Graduated in 94 from St. Cloud State and moved out here with everything I owned and some hefty bags. So you can imagine it wasn't a lot. So I started a small CPA firm up in Scottsdale, and from there just decided that, you know, the debits and credits and the bookwork stuff really wasn't for me. I really had a passion of just, I like to talk with people, hang out, get to know people, have relationships. And I steered more into individual taxes and found out that a lot of these small business owners and individual tax returns that I was doing, these people needed financial advice beyond just, you know, here's your balance sheet, here's your income statement. So I became securities licensed, insurance licensed, and then in 1999, I opened up my practice up by Sun City West, and I've been up there ever since, really helping most of my clients, are retirees, their kids and their grandkids. So over the years, it's kind of spread out to younger clients as well. I have clients all over the valley. So it's really rewarding having a relationship, especially what I've come to find is older people just really need the help. They need somebody who can help look after their finances and somebody they can trust. And I think, you know, having that CPA for me was a good foundation in my career that people could look to for trust and confidence, and it led into a lot of greater things, a lot of very rewarding experiences in my life. So I'm very fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Nice. I certainly appreciate that. And appreciate, I've got two little kids and a successful spouse, so I know how difficult it is to just manage two, let alone four. So I certainly appreciate and empathize some of what you're going through. Interesting. I wonder if there's any parallels between what you do and your wife as an emergency room doc.
Oh, that's interesting. You know that you say that, because I always she works on saving people's lives, right? So I work with people's life savings. So it's kind of funny. We do a play on words like that.
Okay.
Once in a while.
Nice. I think that's great. I imagine that obviously people are showing up there when they're in a life or death type situation, but and it's her job to sort of triage and then bring in the right people and so on and so forth. But it's chaotic, and certainly helping people manage through different stages of their life can also be pretty chaotic. So
yeah,
walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, you know it. It's, you're right. I mean, being a CPA, being a financial planner, I'm also a certified investment management analyst. So I try, you know, to have these different hats that I can wear that can address people's needs and try to be as highly educated and experienced as I can. Of course, when you look at, you know, this practice, and we call it a practice because we're always getting better and always trying to be better, it involves a lot of things. You know, we talk about Taxes and wealth management are a couple parts of it, but there's also legacy planning. There's being a sounding board for my clients and their other family members and their friends. There's cash flow planning. There's just a lot of aspects in our relationship with our clients that over, our relationship of many, many years, we'll do over 100 different things for a family. And it's pretty intense. And there's highs and lows. I mean, you're there when clients are getting new grandkids or having children. You're there when they lose a loved one. Just today, I got a call this morning that one of my clients was killed in a car accident. So it was, it's tough. Those moments are really, really tough. But it's nice to know for the kids and the other loved ones that we can be able to help them what to do. Because, for these people, for a lot of these folks, it's the first time having to go through this type of trauma. But knowing that we're there, we've been through these things with other people before, we bring that experience and knowledge to help them know that on the financial end of things, we're going to help them take care of it so they can focus on what they need to focus on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Knowing or helping people to have that sense of certainty, or at least as much so as we can have certainty when we're dealing with financial markets and stuff like that.
Yep.
Such a valuable thing, especially if you've never really thought about it before.
Yeah. Yeah. From day to day, the markets, like you just said it, unpredictable, right? So having a plan really keeps people from making the big mistakes. Like when the market drops 3 or 4% in a day, what do we do? And a lot of my clients I've had for 10 years or longer, and it's just something we've been through before. And at this point, we've been through a lot of things together. 2008 was interesting to go through something like that. And that really impacted me more than anything in my career. 2001, I was just kind of didn't have a lot of clients still, but was getting into the business. And that didn't affect me as much as 2008. So having that experience behind me, when those things come around again, it's something that I can much more easily hold a client's hand and let them know everything's going to be okay. Because we thought ahead, we looked to the future. Hey, can your portfolio take, what kind of shocks can you take? What kind of shocks can your portfolio take? And we align those things. So when we have rough times, it's much easier to handle.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think it's such a valuable thing, and having the experience that you have and with the CPA and the CFP and also the CIMA, to be able to look at it from all those different angles and have all those different hats on versus just managing somebody's investments, that's certainly a valuable thing too. But being able to have an integrated plan so that when things do go sideways, as they always will, you'll be able to look back or fall back on it and say, okay, this is unpleasant. We certainly don't like it, but we know that we're doing the right things to better position ourselves for when things happen.
Yep, that's absolutely right, George.
So I appreciate that. And having that trust in, I think, obviously, being able to have those kinds of conversations and to have your clients really trust you and to be able to openly communicate with you as the person who's going to guide them along that doesn't happen overnight necessarily, right? Is there a way that you found that can maybe help foster that relationship or potentially even speed it up?
Yeah, it's something that I find that you really can't speed it up. I think sometimes it's easier. I find like with a client that they just met you, they came in, interviewed you, you interviewed them, you had a good connection, you built a relationship and you start working together. It's very nerve-wracking, I think, for both of us, because we really don't understand each other that well yet. We're still learning. And you go through, you're always retesting things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just this past week, I had a client come in. That's the client. He's living with a heart pump outside of his body, right? He was 3 years ago, everybody thought he was going to pass away, but he's still with us today. Thank God. He's a fighter. He's strong. And it's a new experience with him now, because he's retired. He's a retired doctor and he's a go-getter. He's a hustler. Now he's reevaluating everything. He just finally quit working, believe it or not, all the things
Amazing.
That he's been through. Yeah, and he's changing as a person, right? He's rediscovering himself outside of worth as being a surgeon. Those things are interesting, but I think sometimes when you get a referral of a child, maybe the person's son or daughter, I find that's when someone comes in and you get a connection quicker, maybe that way. It speeds up just because of who referred you, you know, or who made the introduction to you. And that's pretty great. I think it's nothing more rewarding when you're working with the children and the parents and you help foster that bridge between the generation. It's really a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And one of the things I believe in, and you may be able to relate to this as well, is that, you know, it's nice to be able to help your kids while you're alive. Instead of leaving money to them when you're gone, you can't see the fruits of what that money can do. I find helping clients smart ways to help their kids, and to see that is so much fun for me.
Yeah, what an incredibly cool experience, and so valuable to be a part of bridging that gap, as opposed to nice to be able to leave money and assets to kids, but to actually have a conversation about it and be more active and proactive. I think that's really awesome. So are there certain things that you wish that more people knew or did regarding their finances?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like to focus on and think about it are people that are just getting ready to retire, and they've been saving their whole lives, and maybe they didn't necessarily have, you know, they knew they had to put money in the 401k plan like everybody says, their home is maybe almost paid off and they feel pretty comfortable heading into retirement. And if you want to retire early, let's say early 60, right? And you have all of a sudden now the first thing people think about, oh my gosh, health insurance. what am I going to do about health insurance? And they start thinking about, okay, I'm going to take Social Security at maybe 62. How does that work? So all these things go into retirement planning. And another thing, pensions. People don't have pensions like they used to. So that's a big worry. So one of the things I like to talk about are that with clients that are just newly retired, hey, what kind of accounts do you have? Is all your money in IRAs? Do you have stock brokerage accounts that are not IRA accounts? Maybe a Roth account, regular non-qualified, which means non-IRA type, means non-qualified brokerage account. And based on the different accounts and how they're taxable, like an IRA, you don't have any control when it comes to taxes when you have an IRA. I mean, granted, you can take out no money and not pay any taxes, but if you need income, everything you take out is taxable. And then now when you're 60 and you're looking at health insurance needs, and maybe you're, you know, like a lot of my clients, you're mass affluent. You don't have millions of dollars. Maybe you've got 500 to 1.5 million somewhere in there, and every dollar counts. When you retire at age 60, there's ways you can control the amount of income you have if you have non-qualified brokerage accounts or Roth accounts. And if you have the right amount of income, you can have your health insurance paid for with tax credits, okay? So you can have really good planning strategies by being a CPA and a wealth manager. I help my clients navigate these situations, how to get their health insurance paid for, if it's possible. And then we look at taking Social Security at 62. Social Security, one of the big arguments people have about it, one of the problems they have about it, is they gotta pay taxes on it. Well, if you plan properly and you know how the system works, you can take money from your investment portfolios and not pay any taxes on your Social Security until probably about age 72, when the IRS says you have to start taking required minimum distributions from your 401ks and IRAs. You're kind of in a pickle then. But up until that age, there's a lot of things you can do and structure where you take your money from so you can maximize the benefits you get and minimize the amount of taxes you have to pay.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So that's all the value of being able to take an integrated approach to everything, as opposed to looking at things just sort of individually or in different silos, right?
Well, yeah. And when you have, you know, when you have an insurance guy, a tax guy, and a wealth manager, I mean, how well do you think they're going to work together and communicate, right? It's probably not. Who's that going to hurt? It's going to hurt you. So by myself having really these core competencies that I have, that I can really put it all together and benefit the client the most.
That makes sense. And even, you know, just saying it out loud, I don't care if you're somebody who thinks about investments all the time or somebody who never thinks about it, that just fundamentally makes sense. It's like going back to the whole medical example, if your physicians weren't talking to one another, that would just your overall physical health would not be optimal.
Right. Yeah. And that's where we bring in like the experts, like for estate planning, and we use attorneys who can draft the trust, to work the wills, those kind of things, which are really important in retirement to avoid probate or to have some wishes that go beyond the grave, so to speak. That's where we bring in the attorneys to help with those kind of things.
And this is not a process that that you just engage in and all of a sudden it's done, right? I mean, how much time do you think that if you were to meet a new client to sort of get everything together? And obviously it's always going to be ongoing, but
And it changes too, it evolves. But really, I think client typically about 3 appointments, 4 appointments, client comes in and we have discovery. It's much like doing blood work, lab work. Client comes in, we're looking at what their situation is, what their goals are, their dreams are, the work optional lifestyle, their families. Figure all that stuff out, look at their assets. And then the next meeting they come in and we kind of look at if there's a disconnect, if what they're telling me and what they're doing don't line up, we try to set up a realignment. And we show how things can work better. I'm not saying they did a bad job, it's just that life changes, right? You think about investing in your as a life cycle, and you're climbing up the mountain, right? Your whole life you're saving, you're climbing to that peak, which is maybe retirement, top of the mountain. And then once you retire, then you're coming down the mountain. It's a different approach than when you're climbing up the mountain. And there's a lot of people, where do most accidents happen when people are mountain climbers? It's on the descent, not the ascent. So that's why we really put our focus on the descent and helping clients navigate the pitfalls and the risk associated with retirement.
Love it. Well, Paul, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So, my difference-making tip is if you're getting ready to retire and you're within 5 years of retirement in that window, whether it's 5 years or 1 year, you should really sit down with somebody who does an integrated approach, who's ideally both a CPA and a CFP. Look at what you want to accomplish. Look at your cash flow needs. Look at, hey, can you get your health insurance taken care of with tax credits? Can you not pay taxes on your Social Security benefits? Because it's a big decision. Retirement's a big decision, and you only have one chance to do it right. Okay? And that's where I think somebody should look at doing the right plan, talking to the right people. And that's my best advice to give you. That's the tip of the day.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Thanks, George. Hey, Axberg Wealth Management is my website. I have an office over in Sun City West. I can work value wide. I love new relationships. People have any questions, you can give me a call, 623-398-0128.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Paul your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to axbergwealthmanagement.com. Check out the great resources. Get in touch with Paul. Feel free to give him a call. Thanks again, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.